Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you are a regular listener to Lunchtime Live, you'll know in the last month I went vegan. Well, not fully. I did take on the vegan challenge. I went vegan, actually. Followed it really strictly for 2 weeks. And then after the 2 weeks, I said, not going to keep this going full time, but I am definitely going to incorporate bits of this into my life. And I have done that. And I probably have been eating more vegan food, I'd say, than anything else over the last 2 weeks as well. Initially, though, at the start of all of this, I was talking to Heather Leeson, who's a registered nutritional therapist with Glenville Nutrition, I should say. And Heather is back with us on the programme today. Heather, should I 1 month on feel like a new woman?
That depends what you were eating, Ciara. Look, like we were saying before, one of the benefits of the vegan diet is you're eating more plant-based food. But if you overdo the highly processed vegan alternatives that are around nowadays, you know, the vegan sausages, vegan burgers, vegan chocolates, all of that, you're not going to feel much better. If you manage to eat more veggies and eat more plant-based protein like pulses, nuts and seeds, you might feel a bit better, all right? How do you feel?
Do you know what? I feel good. I feel less bloated. I don't feel as tired, but like at the same time, I don't know how much of that I can put down to such a shift in my diet.
Now the gut thing is, I'm not sure, like it's very individual and a vegan diet's not going to suit everyone. But one benefit of eating more plant-based foods is that it does support your gut, that the microbiome, those, you know, yeast and bacteria in our gut, they love lots of fiber, lots of plant-based food. So you might be feeding them a little bit more. That might be why your gut is working a little bit better.
When we initially spoke, Heather, last month, and when we decided to take on this challenge of going vegan initially for 2 weeks, we were doing so because of research that had been carried out over a group of people, twins actually, who went vegan for 2 full months. And they talked about the reduction in age to some of their organs, that basically some of their organs became younger effectively. Like, at what point do you start to see any level of significant change, or do you at all?
Well, again, it depends very much. And it was interesting because that group, it was a small group and it was a short period of time, but they also lost weight. And I think that's a big driver for some people going on a vegan diet. So if that is a goal for you or anyone else, then if you're making good plant-based choices, you should see a difference fairly quickly. In terms of the markers, it can take a little bit longer for real health markers to reap the reward of those, because it's what we do most of the time. You know, it's not what we do for the first 2 weeks of January or for a couple of weeks is the challenge that makes the big difference. Just keeping the positive changes that you've made going long term, they will reap rewards.
Yeah. So, but that takes some time though, for, as you say, for that kind of, it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. There's no quick fix really in terms of healthy eating, because it's the little choices that we make every day that kind of build up to either healthier habits or less healthy habits. And that's, you know, that's what's so hard for all of us.
You're definitely cooking more, I will say, at home. But one thing I found when you're actually buying food out, and we've been talking about this a lot over the last month, even just buying groceries in the shops, like a lot I find of the vegan food is quite processed.
Yeah, no, it's like if you're talking about things like burgers, there's vegan alternatives to everything now, and some of them are really good. So if you look at the ingredient list on some of the, say, vegetarian alternatives, burgers, sausages, that kind of thing, or other, you know, vegan ready meals, some of them just look like a recipe list. So it's all whole foods. But if you look at the ingredient list and you're seeing, you know, processed ingredients or additives or colours or anything else, they're ultra processed foods. So they're going to be no better for you than, you know, meat-based ultra processed foods. But if you are, like what they did in that survey was, in that study that we talked about a month ago, was that they asked the participants to increase their plant intake. So eat more veg, eat more pulses, nuts and seeds. And that's good for any of us. So you will reap reward from that.
Yeah, like I would definitely, I am very much a veg eater and I probably would eat veg most days anyway with meals that I would cook typically at home. So I didn't, I probably am eating more now, obviously, because I'm definitely mm-hmm. having at least one, if not, well, at least one, if not
oh,
two.
Lord.
Meals
I'm
a day.
I'm going to horrify you now.
Why?
Because we should all be eating at least 5 portions of veg every day, like half your plate at lunch and half your
oh,
plate
sorry,
at dinner.
Oh, sorry, no, I mean two meals. Yeah, I meant two of my meals are probably vegan meals and I definitely would have a couple of different, you know, mix of veg or whatever in with that. But one thing I found, Heather, though, that people ask me a lot in the last month is, did I find that I'm, you know, hungry? Like, are you constantly hungry all the time? And I'm not. And I was sort of surprised at that.
Yeah, because the protein, whether it's plant-based or animal-based, protein will help keep you fuller for longer. So if you're including, you know, your plant-based proteins like your pulses, nuts and seeds, then you're going to be getting enough protein to keep you fuller for longer. There's no reason why you would be hungry if you eat a well-balanced vegan diet.
The other thing that listeners talked about initially 4 weeks ago, the options that are out there, you know, and being able to go and do like a nice grocery shop and get different ingredients and, you know, different goods to try. I have to say, though, there's a huge selection, Heather, of vegan options out there for people.
So much easier now than it was.
It really
Absolutely.
Is easy.
So many. But like you said, I think what you've done is the right thing. So increasing the amount that you're cooking at home and reducing the ultra-processed foods, that's the real benefit for most of us, you know, whether we're vegan or not. That is the real benefit. So using real food, or if you're going to buy shortcuts, because look, we all do. Sometimes life is just too short or you're too busy. But if you're buying food, then have a look at the ingredient list and avoid anything with a really long ingredient list, especially if it's got stuff on it that you, you know, you wouldn't have in your kitchen or you don't even recognise as food.
Some of the stores, I suppose, that, you know, I found that had pretty really good actually selections and kind of different things, because my concern initially was more like dressings and sauces and dips mm-hmm. and all of those kind of stuff, and trying to get nice ones as well that don't taste overly processed. But like Lidl and Aldi were two that were recommended, and probably got quite a bit of stuff out of them. Redmond's fine foods too, in terms of actually getting products mm-hmm. for like, you know, particularly for if you're hosting people or for a barbecue, for people that are thinking of doing
fancy stuff.
That. Yeah, definitely. Like for meat that is well, you know, nice on, well, not meat, fake meat, I should say, vegan meat, that's nice for the barbecue is Redmond Fine Foods. Thanks Plants, Hungry Soul as well were two other companies that I've encountered. There's a lot of Irish vegan produced products.
There's some really, really great Irish products out there. Absolutely. And even if you're not a vegan, I think like what you were talking about earlier, even if you have a couple of plant-based meals every week, I think that's a really good thing for your health and for the environment, of course. And I think we'd all benefit from doing that a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I'm not sticking to it now full time. I did say I'd give it 2 weeks and then we've extended it for another 2 weeks partially. But I definitely have incorporated it much more into my lifestyle in a way that I kind of never thought I would. I can't give up fish though, Heather. That's the one thing.
I know. To be honest, I couldn't either.
It's
you know,
fish.
I eat a lot of plant-based,
no.
But I love fish. And when we check people's levels in clinic, it's very hard to get enough omega-3 if you're not eating fish a couple of times a week. So, you know, for your brain health, for your skin and cardiovascular health, it's actually pretty important to eat a bit of fish.
Fish and cheese are the two things that I absolutely love in life. And I found them extremely difficult to go without the first 2 weeks I was doing this. But look, we've cut back on them. And incorporated a little bit more veg into the day-to-day menu. Heather Leeson, registered nutritional therapist with Glenville Nutrition. Heather, thanks a million for all of your advice over the past week. And I should say too, for your recipes and suggestions that you sent
My
in to me
pleasure.
As well.
I hope you liked them.
Yeah,
keep them going, though.
Keep them going, not full-time, but certainly for another while anyway. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.